Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier.
Watch the Red Sox game and cheer on your team, man. Let's go.
Christian Fourier, I think he does a great job talking about the Red Sox.
Which recapping, I find to be a boring exercise. The game's great. The Red Sox rolling. Awesome. There are no issues.
Those people should just admit they don't like baseball.
They should.
It's okay.
They should.
They're fun to watch.
That is fascinating talk right there.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
Hashtag Red Sox.
You can listen to the middays. We'll talk about it. The afternoons, we'll talk about it. Or the middays, afternoon, the afternoon, whatever is whatever.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
By the way, I was knocking those people. Sporty. So you'll know. Knocking those people. Don't use me as an example. When I'm mocking those people that you were talking about.
Oh, don't be so sensitive.
I shouldn't be sensitive.
Kirk says one thing about you. You get your panties in a wad.
Yeah, why do I?
So upset.
I should.
Like, I've never seen somebody that's accomplished as much as you have.
Right.
Because all joking aside, like, you're kind of like a cockroach. Like, we just can't get rid of you. Can't kill you. Can't get rid of you. I mean, you just hang around. Constantly there.
Cockroach.
Always, right?
Yeah.
Cockroach.
He's our cockroach.
Yeah, one guy says something about you, and you, like, always have to explain yourself. Like, so what? So what if Kirk Minahan starts jabbing at you?
I don't care if he's teasing. It's good. I like it when he does it.
You hate it. You are very sensitive. You're so insecure. It's unbelievable.
You know that's
just the
opposite.
No, you are insecure.
I am just the opposite.
You're not.
I do not care what anybody says, especially you.
You're insecure, though.
Especially you. Matter of fact, I have less value for anything you say versus anybody else.
Laughter is your shield. I get it. Just open up. We can do the couch thing right now. Just tell me all your issues. The whole couch, lay on the couch. I'll diagnose your problems.
I got a bunch of issues, but that's beside the point. So I went to my World Cup soccer party.
Did you really?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, you were one of those guys.
No, I'm not one of those guys.
You are. You turn.
So you get a family, a nice family. They invite you. They invite you to a World Cup soccer party, and you find out like 3 weeks in advance because, you know, the date's the final. And then like a week later, everybody gets an email, and they say, we want everybody to bring a dish from the country that you're supporting for the World Cup. And I'm sitting there going, at that time, Iceland's still involved, and I'm looking up Icelandic
recipes. Wait, so you didn't know who was in the final?
I had no clue.
So I knew who was in the final.
Well, I knew this week, but I didn't know like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, because they invited you.
2 weeks ago, they invited you.
So they said they were going to have this party, like a Super Bowl party, right?
Super Bowl party.
Okay, so instead of bringing nachos, hamburgers, your special guac.
Exactly.
Special salsa.
You're bringing a dish of the country.
Wait, so
you
find out.
And you have to root for that team.
Okay, hold on.
And then you have to wear an outfit that represents
that team. It's like a costume party.
Jesus
Christ.
So, and I
You actually did this.
Yes.
This is Sarah's idea. This is Sarah's friend.
Well, of course, it always is. You know, it's always your wife wants to do it.
Hold on. So
she had no clue.
So when do you find out? Because I wasn't paying attention to it at all. So when did you find out that it was France and Croatia?
I found out before I actually knew that it was 11 a.m. in the morning. I thought it was like Saturday
so
night.
So which team did you back?
Croatia.
Okay, so I have no clue.
I hate the French.
What region,
I just don't like the French.
What kind of food they're known for? So what did you bring?
So I looked it up online.
Croatian nachos.
A Google search. No. There was some type of carrot and vegetable dish, and so I looked it up online, and it was awful. Oh, jeez, God. Yeah, it was just awful. So I brought that, and then I found an old Stojko Vrankovic number 11 jersey.
Who?
Stojko Vrankovic is an NBA basketball player, played for the Celtics, 7-footer, okay? And his shirt was, for some reason, was big because he was a skinny dude. He wasn't that heavy. So I wore that. But later on, I think I made a mistake because that – I don't think he was a Croatian. I think he was a Serb. I'm not sure. Remember Yugoslavia, and they kind of split it up, and then the Croatians went here and the Serbs and somebody else went there.
Diego Fagundes. Yes, that guy. So I just looked up Croatian, you know, famous food.
He was Croatian?
Popular.
Oh, good. Thank you. I was politically correct in this thing. Good. I wasn't sure.
Prosciutto is
one
of them.
I could find.
It's one of them.
What?
Prosciutto.
Oh, if I could have found some prosciutto. Oh, I would have.
That came up.
Oh, I should have done that.
Okay.
For Croatia?
Yeah.
Prosciutto?
Charcuterie.
Really?
Charcuterie. Could have done a little
prosciutto.
Get a wooden board, throw some charcuterie on there. There you go.
Maybe that's not right. That's
sure, you're not with this
that
Italian?
That came up on Wikipedia. Okay. Here it is. Here it is. Here's the first one.
Why don't you get somebody who actually knows how to use this internet thing? Huh?
Strukli. This looks like something. It's kind of like a cheese dish.
I did a cheese dish. It was carrots with cheese and stuff on it.
Here's like a stew that they make.
No, this was not a stew.
Here's like some pastries.
No,
A whole fish with some prawns that I probably wouldn't go. This looks pretty good. It's like kind of looks like like euros or lamb or something like that. I don't know what the hell it is. I would say you pick the. Why don't you just pick France?
Because I hate to
bring some pastries.
I hate
bring
the
like some. You know,
that would have been easy, and I hate
donuts
the French.
Or
because
hey,
because you had to root for the team, and I didn't want the French to win. And of course, the French took a lead early. It was over. See you later. They're not going to win.
It's funny.
That I watched it.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I actually I always drove me nuts when people would shame people for not watching the World Cup. And you think about the World Cup, it's the world is going against each other in one sport. And you would think the excitement, that's the type of excitement you would think you would have for the Olympics.
Right.
Like, people going nuts. Like, look at Russia on this, and everybody's going against each other. It's great. Like, the excitement level actually almost drove me to turn it on. I was actually becoming shamed. I felt like, because everyone was like, you know, tweeting about it and talking about it. I was like, God, am I missing out? I was having FOMO. Fear of missing out. I feel like I should actually take some of my precious time and go watch
FOMO,
it.
I like that.
Because everybody was like tweeting about it. Like, oh, this is a great match. And oh, somebody's on the field. And wow, you should be watching this. If you're not watching this, you're lame.
First of all, the people that
are
saying
that. I didn't take the bait, though.
The people that are saying that are a bunch of hypocrites and liars. Because I can tell you, in this party, everybody was excited about this party. Everybody made a big deal about it, certainly the people that were having it. And we got there, and it became any other party. The mimosas were flying. It was a brunch type of deal. People were drinking heavily. They were eating food. And, oh, yeah, the game was on in the background. Okay? Sorry. You can talk all you want. The World Cup was not what the party was about. It was about getting a bunch of people together. But it pissed me off that I had to bring this. I went to Whole Foods. I walked in and I asked,
where's
the Croatian section?
The Croatian section?
I couldn't find it.
Why? You can't go to Stop and Shop or Shaw's and get the international section? They got all the same stuff.
Trust me, Christian, I wanted to be as lazy as possible. Good old lazy Christian for you. I wanted to find a place, a Croatian place, that could make a dish. I could walk in there and I could be, you know, hey, best dish in the party, right?
Yeah.
And I had nothing to do with it. Be that guy.
I'm going to tweet about it. Glenn Owe brought a great
dish. I did nothing to it. I couldn't find it. I made some crappy carrot and cheese and it was awful.
So somebody must have, you know, obviously went all in, right? Like the host of the party. They probably went all in. Now, this is my grandmother's dish, and it was passed along from six generations. And look at I baked it in a cast iron skillet.
No, people ended up. Most people did the cheap, easy, lazy way, and that's they went
French
with the
fries.
French. They went French toast. They did the cheap. Right?
I wouldn't even know. No. It's just pastries. I would have brought cake or something like that.
Yeah, cheeses, a lot of cheeses.
Ooh,
French.
Okay, I'm down with that.
They did a lot of that stuff, but not me. I tried. To bring authentic stuff, including the Stojko Vrankovic, and thanks to Alex, Stojko Vrankovic shirt. He is a former NBA basketball player, played for the Yugoslavian team. But thanks to Alex, I was a little worried that maybe he was a Serb, but apparently he was Croatian. But nobody cares
so you faked
about the
it.
World Cup. So you never watched. I faked.
No. I was telling
totally
you, I came close to, but I refused to, you know, to buy into it. I'm just not doing it. I'm stubborn that way. Like it's. The French president going crazy, you know, Kuwait. It's like it seemed like a lot of fun. I mean, it seemed like if as far as a one day exercise and just, you know, and how to throw an event, it looked like it was nuts. Right. But it's never going to take.
So you didn't watch.
But the odds are already out for the 2020. No, I didn't. The odds are already out for the 2022 World Cup, which is, I think the United States is like 80-1 or something like that. Like they suck. They're always going to suck. They're never going to be.
You got to get in first. You got to be.
That's true. They didn't even get. That's the thing. They didn't tournament.
So Panama got in, right? Iceland got in. What's the population of Iceland? 330,000, I believe. 330,000. Yeah. We have 360 million people.
Yeah.
At least that we know.
Croatia's
of. We know. We might have a lot more.
Croatia's like 4.2 million.
Yeah. And we can't even qualify for this thing. The next time we'll be able to qualify will be when they play the games in the United States, which is what, 2024?
If the United States really want to stick it to the world and really want to brag and show the world how badass we really are, you take all your best athletes in any sport and you say, you know what, for the next 2 years, you're just going to play soccer. So you take your best running backs, your best not really anybody in baseball because they're not really that athletic, but you know, but mostly football players. You basically take all the best football players and make them play soccer. And then you give them 2 years to train, and then you say, all right, go ahead, take them out. And then they would end up winning the World Cup.
So what you're telling me is soccer, which I was told when I was a kid, was going to be the next great big sport. And it's better. There's more people involved in it. There's more interest in it, but it's nowhere close to where the you know football is, or even where baseball is. Certainly in this country, internationally, it's a different story. You're telling me we're going to screw up football, we're going to screw up basketball,
short period of time,
we're going to screw up baseball just so that we can finally give soccer a chance.
Well, we're just going
to maybe be what
you know what
they told me 40 years ago.
I'll tell you, you know what I compare it to, like when the United States finally decided to use their pros to play in the Olympics, like the original Dream Team. What an unbelievable – it was Barcelona, right? What an unbelievable ass-whooping everybody received.
Yeah, but those were basketball players.
That's fine. But
you're taking guys from other sport and expect to convert into soccer players.
Give me your best athlete. We're going to give you 2 years.
You can't take these big, burly football players and suddenly –
I'm going to take the burly ones. I'm going to take the slot receivers, the tailbacks. I'm going to take someone who's really tall and athletic, and I'm going to make them play goalie. That's what I'm going to do. If they don't win, you're going to give me like, oh, no, I'm going to take a basketball player that has long arms, real long length. I'm going to take Kevin Durant. I'm going to stick him right in the middle. I'm going to say, listen, here's what you need to do. It's really simple, right? Really simple. They're going to kick balls at your face. All you have to do is knock them away. And you're like, you're 6'8", you're 6'10". It's going to be easy for you. You have great lateral movement. You have great range. You have great instincts, great hand-eye coordination. We're going to put some really big hamburger helper gloves on you so you don't hurt your precious hands and just knock the ball away. You're telling me he wouldn't be a good goalie?
No.
You're telling me LeBron James wouldn't be a great goalie?
No.
Obviously, now you're just being silly. He would be unbelievable as a goalie.
They would be if they started playing the sport.
It's like me, you know, being a goalie in hockey. Like if it's you could do that.
That didn't work.
It worked out great.
What are you talking
about? Here's one thing.
What did you play against?
Yes,
kids,
and Lou backed me on this. I was good. Doesn't matter. I showed range.
Lou said you weren't bad. You weren't bad.
He said I was good.
No, he said you weren't bad.
Tell you the point is, the soccer's never going to be. Where it's at now is probably getting close to its ceiling. You have certain cities that have a desire for it. LA Galaxy, that they play at the Home Depot Center. They pack it in. But we're not talking 60,000, 70. We're talking 25,000 to 30,000 seat stadiums.
We're talking MLS soccer right now. And
yes.
And MLS soccer is better than where it was, you know, 10 years ago. There's no denying that.
You go to
the problem you've got, I think, in this country. And you saw it with the ratings for the World Cup. The ratings were down 35-40% for these World Cup games. You can't tell me that part of that was not patriotism. That we want to watch Americans. If the USA team was really good, really good. Okay, if they were really good, be a totally different ballgame. The landscape would change dramatically here. The problem is the Americans didn't even make the freaking tournament.
So
the ratings were down, even though the play out there internationally is probably better than it's ever been.
What America loves more than anything, it's not soccer. It's an excuse to have a party. It's an excuse to get together, drink, get hammered, hook up, yell and scream, throw up in the street, get arrested, all those things. That's what Americans like. Yeah. So, because before you came back, we actually aired we had this whole debate and discussion about it. Should we do it? Are people going to want to listen? Yeah, we actually took the day off, and we actually went to a bar and watched it, a World Cup match.
Who did?
We did. Me, Tim, and Lou.
Lou's the other guy. Lou's the third guy on the show.
I'm like three steps ahead of myself right now. I don't think half the people there had no clue what was going on. Somebody went up to them just like you and said, hey, we're going to meet at this bar and we're gonna drink during the day. It's going to be really fun. It's just like the Super Bowl. You don't even have to understand it. All right? So it's an excuse to party. They don't care. I mean, it's fine.
Well, have you been to Super Bowl party before?
Yes.
I hate Super Bowl parties because most of the people don't pay attention to the game. And I do care about the game. So they probably felt the same way about me at the World Cup. Matter of fact, I would say this of all of the people at the party, I would guess I watched more of that game than virtually every one of them. Or certainly I was in that top echelon group of people that watched. Because most of the people didn't care at all about it. They didn't care at all about it. I almost felt obligated. Hey, it works in sports.
Hey, the game's pretty good over here.
Guy works in sports.
Was everybody asking you questions?
He's over there talking to women about the Bachelorette, you know.
See, that's
the problem.
I felt
it was an obligation.
See, you get thrown into that bucket perception. Like you're a sports guy. You're a radio sports guy. So you need to know about soccer. Well, who's going to win?
I don't know.
Give me your three keys, Glenn.
Well, somebody came up to me and asked me, what do you think? Who do you think is going? I said, I have no freaking idea. I can't name a single Croatian or French player.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Let's go to Tim and Lynn.
Hello, Tim and Lynn.
Ridiculous.
Hi, Timmy.
How is everybody today?
Good.
Fabulous.
Hey, Christian, I agree with everything you say about the party aspect of soccer, and everybody does it in every single sport. And I mean this with the most respect, but the statement that you made about taking other superior athletes and in train them and in 2 years they would win the World Cup is ignorant.
It's idiotic.
And a good analogy I have. I'm late 40s. I have a friend of mine. I'm a soccer guy who's all about baseball, and he tells me all that he calls soccer kickball. And we go back and forth all the time, and he says, you can't tell me you couldn't take LeBron James and make him the best soccer player in 2 years. So I flipped it on him and I said, that's like saying, and I try to explain to him that, you know, foot skills are, they're a different skill set, and you don't understand it because you've never played it. And I said, that's like saying, taking LeBron James, and in 2 years, he is going to be the best baseball player out there. And his response was, oh, it's a different skill set. And it's the best analogy. You can't just do that. Maybe if they played growing up, and I'm hoping that you're just having fun by saying that.
Oh, no, he believes it, Tim. He does believe it. And you're right. It was idiotic. It made no sense. In 2 years, you couldn't develop
two
the instincts
years.
That those players have.
You have to play it
from a kid. No,
practice.
No, no.
You take
typical athlete.
The point is, you're a typical athlete.
Here's the point.
And you agree with
anything.
Me on this.
I disagree with you.
Here's the point. Hold on.
Can't do squat. You're lucky you can play tight end. Maybe you got Vrabel to help you out.
You shut up already. Okay. The point is that if Americans took their best athletes and they only focused on soccer, if it was like football, if it was like basketball, you had camps, and they do, but the best athletes don't play soccer.
But from childhood,
it's the leftovers play soccer.
Christian,
the short guys,
Tim hit it on
lacrosse.
You. If you take these great athletes, if LeBron James starts playing soccer when he's a kid, and then all of the great athletes, Kevin Durant, whatever, develop into soccer players, then I would agree with you. But you can't
take them
playing other sports in 2 years, they're going to put you in boot camp.
We're going to put
soccer
you into like
camp.
A soccer internment.
Then we're sending you to the World Cup.
You're gonna live, eat, drink soccer for 2 years.
No
basketball, no nothing.
Tim, you're right.
It's
idiotic.
A soccer internment camp. You're stuck there.
Go ahead.
Finish with one point, though.
Go ahead.
I grew up as a basketball player. You know, you play every sport. Typical, you know, American guy, I guess. You know, from the North Shore. So what's going to happen? I think, it's really generational. You know, my generation. Hey, I'm down on the soccer field with my daughter, my kid, when they're 6, 7, 8 years old, and when my kids start having kids and they start playing soccer at those young ages, which didn't happen in my age. And when I was in high school, if you didn't make the football team, you played soccer. But that's changing, and it's generational, and that's been going on in Europe and, you know, Latin America.
I hear what you're saying, Tim, but I disagree, because we've gone through probably a 20-year cycle where soccer has been more popular than football in youth sports. And where is the conversion when people suddenly become consumers of sports? It isn't there. If that were the case, then the MLS would be a legitimate big league. It isn't. It's a niche sport right now. So you're right. More of these kids for the last 20 years have played soccer than played football. But then when they become adults and they actually have jobs and they have money where they can go buy tickets for sports, they go to football games. The soccer has never been built up here in this country. All right, 617-779-7937, our phone number. Lou Maloney is the third guy he was trying to think of. He's got the day off.
Sophisticated Boston sports talk for the mature sports fan.
Ooh, tough guy. I played football.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, I got hit by other guys. Yeah.
I know that guy also, but I know him better for a longer period of time.
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
As a whole, U.S. soccer is not prepared. They have not done a good enough job of getting this group ready to play. And keep in mind, the last two Olympics, no United States. Those players that would be playing in the Olympics, 24 through 28, how many of them are in this roster? The players got to be good enough, too. So a lot of people on social media right now want to say it's Jurgen Klinsmann's fault, it's Bruce Arena's fault, it's Sunil Gulati's fault. By the way, as an ex-player, every single one of those players,
they can take
nightmares for the rest of their lives, because this is an utter embarrassment with the amount of money that is in Major League Soccer and in this sport. You can't get a draw, a tie against Trinidad? Max, you don't deserve to go to the World Cup. If this failure does not wake up everyone from U.S. Soccer to Major League Soccer, from pay to play to broadcasters to everything, then we're all insane. Because the definition of insanity is doing the exact same thing, knowing the result.
Yeah, yell at them.
Yeah,
tell them.
Yeah, you suck.
Taylor Twellman, I actually like him. He's a good guy, and he also, I think, shows some emotion in the sport or whatever. I can't get caught up into it. I love hearing it because it's like a rant, but I'm sitting there going, okay, we get it.
That shows you how
but
much
it's good, though. I like the fact that people internally within the sport are sitting there saying, this is not good enough. Panama is in. Iceland is in. And we're not in. 360 million people. He's right about that, but I can't get worked up about it. It would have been a lot easier for me going to the party wearing like American stuff and making like an American dish.
Yeah.
You know, U.S. dish.
She just brought nachos. These are Croatian nachos. What makes them Croatian?
She can't.
I put on jalapenos.
Wouldn't that be like kind of racist or something if you bring in another kind? I don't know. Let me go to Tony and Revere. Tony wants to talk about something different. Go ahead, Tony.
Glenn, how you doing?
Good, Tony. How are you today?
Good. Actually, now I don't want to talk about something. I called in Friday. I'm glad I didn't get in, because not because you weren't there, Christian, you're great. But the truth is, I was going to talk about Eckersley and how good I think Sox are. I think Eckersley is unbelievable.
He is.
But now give me this Isaiah Thomas thing for a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
Christian, I want you must have had some of those mimosas that Glenn had.
No, I don't drink mimosas. I don't like
champagne. Yeah, well, okay. Well, whatever you have, I love you.
Tequila.
The other reason I call is because the show is great. All of you are great. But
who's the best? Who's the best? Who would you choose?
If you had to
get rid of one guy, who would it be? With me or me or Glenn?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I think you're all great. And I'm not
I'm 80 years old.
I'm Lou's father's age. But for you to take on Glenn in basketball, you've had too many mimosas.
Thank you.
What basketball have I been taking him on in? Like, what, Isaiah Thomas?
Isaiah Thomas, absolutely. First of all, you say size doesn't matter.
No. Obviously, hold on. No. Obviously, size does matter. But for him,
Bachelorette,
it's proven that it does. But for him, he produces without size. So it doesn't matter. For him, it doesn't matter.
Question, the promise, the thing that I say, Glenn's absolutely right. The biggest thing, nobody, you did say size, but the truth of the matter is, size does matter. He can get 25 and you might give up 22, but for some of the things,
James Harden,
like Alec Reamer, give me a break, Danny Ainge is the best general manager we've had since Red. And size does matter. How can you say size doesn't matter?
Okay, listen, hold on. Tony, I love the effort. I love the energy.
Okay, good.
I love it. Right. Here's the thing. Of course it matters. But he has proven that it doesn't matter, because as short as he is, did you see the playoffs? He delivered. He was the best player and also the shortest player. So obviously, size did not matter for him.
It does matter, because teams look at it and say, because of his lack of size,
yet he's still dominating. So I don't know. What do you want?
He got porked.
What do you want?
He got porked.
Yeah, I agree with you. Nobody
has got porked more than that kid did. He was going to be a maximum contract guy, or certainly close to a maximum contract guy. He is a minimum contract guy. If I had told you that a year and a half ago, you would say you're crazy. There's no freaking way. And it's because of the hip injury. It's because of all the, you can go through the chronological order. And I get it. I see his tweeting and he's constantly talking about, you know, and then he brings up the Lord and he brings up all this stuff and I'm going to fight through it and whatever. And I don't want to see it. I he's trying too hard right now to get some of this done. But he's taking a one-year deal, Christian, for $2 million.
So my point to you is,
I don't care if he's coming in with one leg. If he had his leg amputated, he should get more than that.
You talk about Sacramento, you talk about Phoenix. I'll give you a pass on that. Went to the Celtics, proved that he was worth it. Okay, yet okay, so fine. So you trade him away. He goes to Cleveland. Then he goes from Cleveland. Then he goes to L.A. Now he's a Nugget. So you're telling me that L.A., for the amount of time that he was there, he wasn't able to impress them. So at some point in time, you have to look at it and say, you know what? It's probably an attitude problem also. That's got to be part of the equation. I'm not saying it's 100% the issue, but it's got to be part of it. Because if a guy was able to sit there and if he made an impression in Boston, well, he can't make an impression
I don't buy that.
In Cleveland and in L.A. and now Denver. So Denver is like – Denver obviously is like, you know, we don't believe in you either. Again, here's that big chip on your shoulder. We don't believe in you. We're not willing to commit to you long term.
I don't buy that. People I've talked to within the Celtics organization tell me he couldn't be further from the
maybe
tooth.
Maybe he's changed.
Now is he cocky?
Did you say tooth? Couldn't be farther from the tooth?
Tooth.
He broke his jaw.
Is a fracture. It's part of the tooth problem. Is he cocky? Absolutely. Overly confident? But what athlete isn't? Do you want an athlete that's not confident, that isn't an egomaniac?
I want meek, slow, quiet people.
Look at you.
Team.
You're a washed-up athlete. You still have a huge ego, right? And it works for you.
The whole washed-up thing, does that actually mean something now?
No. Everybody's washed up at some point.
Yeah, I was going to say. Weren't you washed up?
Well, you're the same.
Right, so when you retire, okay. You automatically become washed up?
Yeah, you're like Michael Jordan now. You and Michael Jordan, same
washed
sentence,
up.
Washed up, both washed up. Here's Scott in the car. What's up, Scotty?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
Got two things. One, there's no way our athletes, basketball players, football players, could touch any of those teams in the World Cup.
Please.
Not even close.
Please.
Destroyed.
Who do you think's take the fastest soccer player in the world right now, and I will give you 10 players currently on rosters that will beat that fastest player in a heartbeat. What do you mean?
Here's
funny.
They'll be
in third gear.
Here's the problem with your.
They run They run 4.240s in their sleep. You telling me they couldn't
beat the fastest
player? It doesn't matter. There's a distance. So you go
it's
from
40.
So what? They're 40. Track stars. A lot of these wide receivers, they're track stars. 100 meters is nothing for them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter though. If they don't have the skill,
they'll get it. Did you hear me, guys? Scott? A 2-year internment soccer camp. They won't
no
be able.
Way.
That's it.
here's my other.
Sounds like Trump.
It's going to be like, you know what we're going to call it? And this is something Trump would do. We're going to call it the soccer draft, right? They're going to be drafted. And then, you know what? Listen, I can see Trump doing this. He's so embarrassed. He's out there with Putin. He's out there, you know, and talking soccer. And they're probably saying, your team sucks. They didn't even make it. You know what? He's going to do something about it, Scott. He's going to draft all the best athletes, stick them somewhere in Vegas, like in the desert somewhere. You know, and all they're going to do is play soccer for 2 years.
Oh.
2022 comes around, the best team in the world.
You know, hey, Scott, you know who would be a great soccer player? I'm going to tell you who would be a great soccer player. Phenomenal. Marcus Smart. Greatest flopper in the NBA.
Oh,
greatest flopper in the NBA.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's –
got that down.
Oh, that's
what – down.
Soccer players are unbelievable. I was thinking about this. If this party wasn't working for me, I was going to try to, you know, flop and say I was sick. My stomach was, from eating the Croatian
right in.
Food.
Hey, I feel like I'm going to throw
flop,
up.
Yeah.
Ah,
I got to go. I got to get out of here. But they flop. And when they flop for a long time. They're down there. You think they're dead. Oh, you think they're dead.
They have to commit to it. They have to sell it.
Christian, they sell it like there's somebody in the third deck that just fired at them or something, you know?
Do they still do the foam on the field? Like when they do, like, they put like the foam, like, here's where you're supposed to kick the ball. like they have to put like, you know, 3 feet of foam. It's like some like rave party. The guys like dive in it. Woo-hoo-hoo! They're all like, it's like crazy.
But I will say this: they're poor actors. I mean, they're just terrible. Awful acting. It's like you sit there and you watch it. You say, you're not selling it, dude. You're not selling
they
it.
Should be
Marcus
able to
Smart
go back
is a much better actor
them.
Than any one of these.
They should
guys.
Be able to go back, just like the NBA. You're gonna embarrass the sport because I agree with you. It is pathetic.
Oh,
it's pitiful. It's
joke.
Embarrassing. But they're okay with it.
And
it's almost
okay
like you get
games.
A gold star.
So I can understand it maybe during regular season games or whatever you call them, during the regular season. You can do it every once in a while because you're trying to buy something. But they go out and do it in like the biggest games and think it is majestic. What they're doing is important to the sport. And I'm sitting there going, this is embarrassing. How can soccer fans buy into what any of these guys are doing? They're just trying to buy time. That's what they're doing. Everybody knows it. So you're
and
right.
The sport is not like overly violent in the first place. I mean, there's some collisions. Yeah, people take your legs out. That's where
it's
they're
spikes.
Wearing.
Most of it is the spikes.
They wear shin guards.
Right.
Okay. So the only part of their body that they're really worried about are their shins. Right. It's like the toughest bone in your body, anyways. You know, those guys like break bats or like the kung fu guys, like they, you know, they break stuff. They use their shins.
I tell you what, the flopping is just beyond, you know, beyond normal. All right, 617-779-7937. Two of the three of OMF in attendance for today's program.
We're back with Merlone, Fourier, and the Prince of Darkness.
Ordway was like the Prince of Darkness, the Overlord of WEI.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here with OMF. We'll take a couple more of these calls that want to chastise you, and then we'll get back into baseball and the Red Sox. Here's Dave in Cumberland. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Glenn. How you doing, buddy? Good. I want to say I'm a big fan of yours. For years, I've been listening to the Big O. Fantastic sports guy. I love listening to you.
Thank you, Dave. It's
the
very
other
nice.
Guy,
who's that?
The other guy.
Christian?
It's like, dude, yeah, like the foot skill. You could take the fastest guy in the world. If he doesn't have the foot skill, they call it juggling. You're not going to be able to do anything with the ball. Sure, you can beat everybody down there and be offside. But what I really want to talk about was...
Well, hold on. But real quickly, before you switch gears. The fact is, like, the speed, the straight line speed is just one aspect. But you
Correct.
Missed it. They will be going to a soccer internment camp.
Oh, my
two
God.
2 years.
Yeah,
okay? That's what they will do. They will eat, sleep,
will they have
and
bars?
Drink
will
soccer.
They have bars on
no
the camp
bar,
so they
yes,
can't get out?
No,
not bars where you drink, bars where you can't get out.
They'll have to juggle the ball all day. Did you ever play soccer, sir?
I was so good at it. It was like, it wasn't even challenging.
Oh,
it was so easy.
Oh, my God.
What do you want? I'm not lying. It was easy.
We deal
it
with
was
here,
easy.
Dave, every day.
Okay? And I remember sitting there going, the kids that were playing soccer, now I realized why they were playing soccer. Because they couldn't play anything else.
Part of your book.
I was like, yeah. It's like, why do you kids suck?
You can play and you can be a skilled
You're a
player.
Soccer guy. See, that's the thing is like, you know for a fact, if you take the best athletes...
Yeah.
Soccer's best athletes and take baseball's best athletes, football, basketball, you know, curling, they would end up being better players than the actual soccer players.
Can't do it though in 2 years.
It's not insane. It's reality.
Is Tim Tebow Tim Tebow's a terrific athlete. He's trying to play baseball right now. How's that working out? He's still in double A.
Michael Jordan, greatest player
that's,
ever.
That's different. Okay.
217 hitter, 211
hitter. Hitting a baseball. You know, Chad Ochocinco was playing soccer for a hot minute.
Oh, my God.
And he was really good at it. He never even played. He was playing, like, FIFA video games. And he's like, you know what? This is I can actually, since I play video games, I can play the real thing. He was pretty good at it. No skill.
Let me take your theory and you take the best athletes. I'd want to be a soccer player. Did you see? You didn't watch the game, so you didn't see the graphic.
I did
at
watch
19,
the game.
What's his name? Ronaldo was making $100 million.
I was shocked at that.
At 19, Durant and LeBron were making $4 million.
Well, no. See, there's no. I would.
No, I was shocked at this. I did see exactly
right
what Dave's
point,
talking about. The money that's in soccer right now is off the charts because they've got leagues fighting over these guys. It is phenomenal.
No, you're right about that. If you're smart and there's concussions in soccer, you know, there are collisions, so they're dealing with that also. But if you're a really smart parent and you like really recognize early on that your son or really your son, because the women's game, I mean, it's I don't even know if there is a league, but the men are really dominating and that's where all the money is. you put them in your own personal soccer internment camp.
So
and
what do you
force them to be, because the Europe, you can be 18, 14 years old, and they're recruiting you.
Yeah, but I'm not sure you can do it in this country. So do you pick up the family and move to Brazil?
No, they're 60 Minutes. Iceland. Actually, just there's a guy that plays forever. I mean, I forgot what it was on 60 Minutes, and this kid was recruited when he was like 14 years old. And signed this huge mega deal.
That's not the kid that failed miserably, right?
No, it's not the kid that failed. Remember
this kid was supposed to be great. What's that kid's name? He was like 12 years old. Everybody thought he's going to be this humongous star.
Freddie Adu?
Yes. And he burned out, right?
See, yeah, he wasn't very good.
He was supposed to be great, though, right? What happened?
Yeah, he was the next phenom. I remember hearing about him like 2000.
No,
because he didn't go to Brazil. He didn't go to Panama.
No, this guy is, what's his name? His name is Christian Pulisic. He's a 19-year-old from Pennsylvania. Okay, so here's it. So he plays for Germany.
Oh,
so Germany's team,
of Pennsylvania.
No, so
sure.
Germany's team. It's funny, they did this whole thing on him, and Germany's soccer team is they compared it to the Steelers, blue collar steel mill type of town. This guy went to Germany, learned. His parents just stuck him in high school, okay, and said figure it out. He ended up learning to speak the language. The guy's getting paid millions and millions of dollars to play soccer, and he's 19 years old, and he's just starting to do it, and he's an American. So, yeah, to this guy's point, like, yeah, learn to kick a ball, learn to juggle. Forget about football.
And he's playing where? Where's he playing?
He's in Germany.
Yeah, but
he's 19 years old. And now other European teams.
Well, the Revolution
are, like,
had a kid that played for the German national team. What the kid? Jones?
I don't think it was him.
Jones? Is that the kid's name? I can't remember. But there are a lot of kids over there in Jermaine Jones. There are a lot of kids over there in Germany that are Americans that ended up playing for the German team, and I'm trying to remember all the details, and as you well know, I'm not astute that much on soccer, so I'm not going to get all the details. I'll get a few of them here that might be right. But weren't they like sons of military people, U.S. military people, that were still stationed in Germany? Right?
Well, this guy, so he's actually from Hershey, Pennsylvania, so he didn't want to get into the chocolate business.
Yeah. I don't.
But his dad was a coach. His dad was like a really popular coach.
How fat do you think those executives are? Those probably big.
Say, a little bit of chocolate each day is good for you. That's what they say.
No, dark chocolate. Can't use the milk.
The real dark.
Are
you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Like that's dark chocolate is better than normal everyday brown
milk
chocolate.
Milk chocolate. No, there's a big difference. You don't know the difference between chocolate?
Well,
you are stupid.
It must be a dead time. I just figured whenever somebody wants you to keep buying their stuff, some scientist comes out with some study that says, well, if you drink a little bit of it, it's actually pretty good for you.
There's a study out yesterday that if you have two drinks a day, wine or beer, the beer one really surprised the hell out of me, that you have a much better chance of living till 90.
See, this is...
That the numbers are now, the analytics, the sabermetric life people, yep, they're all breaking these numbers down, and they're saying that you need to drink at least like two drinks. And then, by the way, they said excessive drinking, not a factor. That seems to me to be a factor.
There was a time when the cigarette company also said that smoking a pack a day was actually good for your lungs.
See, I can understand the wine thing because I'm buying into it because there's certain parts of the wine.
You're sucked into it.
I bought into it.
How much
the beer one I don't because it really puts a gut on you. And the other one is if they say that it more than two is also going to improve your odds. Are you kidding me? Your liver's not going to survive 65, 66, right?
No, I don't buy the whole.
Is
Tom
Arnold still alive or is he dead? He'd be the example of it. I'm sorry.
How much do you actually? Okay, so if you drink a glass of wine a day, that whole thing. Drink a glass of wine.
It says two.
So two glasses.
Two a day is good for you.
Okay, who put that study out? The Winemakers of America.
No, this is still medical. Medical people.
That's good. Okay, based on
medical
what?
People who sell medical sales.
Thank you very much.
They have all these data.
Sell medical sales. Wine is good for you. You know, tequila is good for you.
Yeah.
You know, beer is good for you. You know what? Chocolate's good for you.
You go
fat
out,
is
you
good
go
for
read
you.
The
mayonnaise
survey.
Is good for you.
Well, some days it is.
Meat
and then other
is good
days
for
people
you.
Say it's no good for you. Remember when coffee was bad for you?
Exactly.
If you had more than like 2 or 3 cups of coffee, you were going to die before you were 40.
Yep.
And it was going to stunt your growth and everything else. Now it's the greatest thing in the world. Now coffee is unbelievable. Green coffee is even better.
Green tea. Oh, yeah. Green coffee?
Green coffee
or green
beans.
Tea.
Yeah. No, green coffee. It like eats away at the fat or whatever.
Yeah, so my stepdaughter wanted a cup of coffee this morning, and then we were like, oh, it'll stunt your growth. And I was like, wait, so did we really just say that out loud?
Yeah.
It's not stunting your growth.
It's all BS.
It's not. It's like drink. No, it's going to make you bounce off the walls and drive us nuts. So no, the answer is no.
Yeah.
Decaf.
We lie. Everybody lies about everything. Like Danny Ainge, like Jaylen Brown. They all love
No, Jaylen Brown is a truthsayer.
No, I don't
buy
that.
He tells the truth.
All right, we got another hour to go here on the program here today. We'll get back into some baseball at 617-779-7937. And I can't believe the controversy that has been created over this Terrell Owens skipping out on the Hall of Fame. We'll get into some of that coming up in the last hour. But we will get back to the Red Sox coming up next at 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.